Why not, Mother? I mean it.
You pain me, my son. I trust you will return from Australia in a position of affluence. I believe there is no society of any kind in the colonies, nothing that I would call society. So when you have made your fortune, you must come back and assert yourself in London.
Society, muttered the lad. I don't want to know anything about that. I should like to make some money to take you and Sybil off the stage. I hate it.
Oh, Jim, said Sybil, laughing. How unkind of you. But are you really going for a walk with me? That will be nice. I was afraid you were going to say goodbye to some of your friends. To Tom Hardy, who gave you that hideous pipe, or Ned Langton, who makes fun of you for smoking it. It is very sweet of you to let me have your last afternoon. Where shall we go? Let's go to the park.
I am too shabby, he answered, frowning. Only swell people go to the park.
Nonsense, Jim, she whispered, stroking the sleeve of his coat. He hesitated for a moment.
Very well, he said at last. But don't be too long dressing. She danced out of the door. One could hear her singing as she ran upstairs. Her little feet pattered overhead. He walked up and down the room two or three times. Then he turned to the still figure in the chair. Mother, are my things ready? He asked.
Quite ready, James, she answered, keeping her eyes on her work.
For some months past, she had felt ill at ease when she was alone with this rough, stern son of hers. Her shallow, secret nature was troubled when their eyes met. She used to wonder if he suspected anything. The silence, for he made no other observation, became intolerable to her. She began to complain. Women defend themselves by attacking, just as they attack by sudden and strange surrenders.
I hope you'll be contented, James, with your seafaring life, she said. You must remember that it is your own choice. You might have entered a solicitor's office. Solicitors are a very respectable class, and in the country often dine with the best families.
I hate offices and I hate clerks, he replied. But you are quite right. I have chosen my own life. All I say is, watch over Sybil. Don't let her come to any harm. Mother, you must watch over her.
James, you really talk very strangely. Of course I watch over Sybil.
I hear a gentleman comes every night to the theatre and goes behind to talk to her. Is that right? What about that?